And good morning, we're back here. Monday, August the 5th, 2019, kicking off your work week, 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you here on The Early Show on WWGH Radio. Phil Donahue, legendary pioneer in the world of talk shows, coming up in 1 hour. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. And again, if you were following us on Facebook, we had Gary Burbank, who is a legendary figure in the world of Ohio radio and beyond, creator and voice of the character Earl Pitts, which can be heard all over the country. He was supposed to be on this morning. He will now be on Wednesday morning from 8:10 until 9 o'clock. Everything you ever wanted to know about Gary Burbank and Earl Pitts. Now, this hour, essentially, because this is the only hour this morning that we'll be able to do some trivia things, maybe after 9:30, after Phil Donahue completes his interview, we can come back to this. But let's do some trivia here this morning and have some fun with it. If you want to win a prize, that's okay. If you don't, that's okay, too. We do have some passes to Zumbezi Bay left. We do have some passes to the Columbus Zoo. We do have some passes to Jack Hanna's Wild. So we have all that left still available for you. Now, we had a lot of fun last week with Jack Parr and basically talk show trivia. So last night I was trying to think of some questions that had to do with Ohio people. And the first Ohio person that came to my mind was Bob Hope, because I recently saw a documentary on Bob Hope, the American Masters series on PBS, and I'm not sure when that show originally aired, but it was a very good look inside the life of Bob Hope, because it wasn't all, boy isn't he great. I mean, it certainly highlighted all the great things that he did, but it also talked about some of the things that he did that were not so great. But, you know, that's such with everybody. Nobody that I know has ever led a perfect life. So I thought it did a really good job of telling the story of Bob Hope. So we have some new questions here this morning. And again, if you want to win a prize, go ahead and do that. But if you're not eligible or don't want the prizes that we're offering at this current time, just feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Or if there's anything on your mind, give us a ring as well. We love to hear what's on your mind. That's the whole point of having the open phone lines here. At 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, let's get some questions out. Okay, Bob Hope was on NBC, I believe for well over 50 years, radio and television. Who is the only person to ever do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Now, I'll give you the reason this happened, because it's been written about, and it's kind of an interesting story. But who is the only person to ever do a monologue on a Bob Hope special that was not Bob Hope? Bob Hope usually started out the show by doing the monologue. So who is the only other person in the history of the talk show, or the history of the Bob Hope special, that did a monologue other than Bob Hope on a Bob Hope show? Who was that person? That's question number one. Question number two. Who hosted Bob's last special on NBC? And what was the special about? It was Bob Hope's last special on NBC. And again, they went on, I think, for about 50 years. Who was the host of that last special? And what was the special about? Two-part question. Now, here's one that has nothing to do with Bob Hope, but has more to do with the state. How did Buckeyes get their name? Does anybody know that? Here we are, the Buckeye State. We've got the Buckeye football team. We've got the Buckeye basketball team. People love to go out and make Buckeyes for people to eat, sell Buckeyes. But does anybody keep Buckeyes for good luck? But does anybody know how the Buckeye got its name? Kind of interesting. I didn't know this. How did the Buckeye get its name? And I'll give you one more until we get some questions answered here. There are three big-time foods that are still around to this day that were invented in Ohio. Now, we've talked about some of them on this show. Can anybody tell me the three most famous foods that have been invented in Ohio? So those are the questions. The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. How did Buckeyes get their name? Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC? And what was the subject of the special? And who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? It only happened one time. And if we get the correct answer to that, I'll let you know why it happened that way. 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. They all hang in the balance here. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, we would love for you to do that as well. Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Who hosted Bob Hope's last special, and what was it about? How did the Buckeye get its name? And what are the three most famous foods created in Ohio? So many things have been done in Ohio. You know, there's been a lot of talk recently about space travel, because certainly we have that. There's been a lot of talk about aviation, because certainly we're in the forefront of that with the Wright brothers. We have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have the Football Hall of Fame. We have professional football teams. We have professional baseball teams. We have all kinds of interesting things here, and I guess, thanks to Phil Donahue, we also were the home of the creation of the issue-oriented talk show in Dayton, Ohio. So those are the questions that remain on the table right now. What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? How did Buckeyes get their name? Who hosted Bob Hope's last special? And what was that special about? And who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob? 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour. Here on WWGH Radio on The Early Show. Are you up and listening on this Monday morning? Do want to remind you that Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning at 10:10 following this show. The guest, I think, is Dr. Ronald Feynman this morning. And I'm sure there's a lot to talk about there with all the news that went on over the weekend. But what a beautiful weekend it turned out to be. On Saturday, I went out to the yard sales in Grandview, but I think I got there a little late because a lot of the people were shutting down. A lot of the people looked like a lot of people had been there already, which is good. I think they start early with those things. I think the yard sales opened up maybe at 8 o'clock, 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get out there until almost 3 o'clock. So it's understandable that a lot of things were gone by the time that I had gotten there. But That is a tremendous community event. And I think sometimes those events are very important to continue on year after year after year, because it does get people together. That's the thing I noticed on Saturday when I was out there, was people were talking. And in this cell phone age, I don't know if people do a whole lot of talking anymore. I think people do a whole lot of texting. And I think people do a whole lot of emailing and Facebooking and Instagramming and all these other things. But do they do a lot of talking? It's kind of hard to tell, to be honest. I was also Friday night. I was in a local restaurant. And there were people talking in there, and it was busy. It was a busy Friday night. But it did not seem like a whole lot of people were talking. Now, some were, as I say, but an awful lot of people were looking down at their cell phones, were looking down at the table, doing something else, checking their email, checking their Facebook, I guess. That's an interesting development in the last 5 or 10 years in the world we live in. And I don't know where that will eventually lead us. I don't know what the end result in that's eventually going to be. But I think there is going to be some repercussion for the way that we do communicate. Does anybody agree, disagree with that? We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Live here on WWGH Radio, 28 minutes past the hour. And trivia questions out there. Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Who hosted Bob's last special? And what was it about? Two-part question. How did Buckeyes get their name? How did the Buckeyes get their name? Not the team, the actual Buckeyes themselves. And what are the three most famous foods that were invented in Ohio? And we have gone through some of these on the show in the past. So if you can give me the top three, we'll get you a ticket to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, Jack Hanna's Wilds, or if you just want to call in and answer the question, that's also perfectly fine. The three most famous foods that were invented in Ohio, how did the Buckeye get its name, who hosted Bob Hope's last special, and what was it about, and the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob. And of course, a monologue is the part where in the beginning the host of the show comes out and tells some jokes and talks about what's going on in the world. Does anybody know who was that person who did a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? 740-383-9944. We're going to break here. Phil Donahue coming up in about 30 minutes.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people and plans. Brought to you live from the WGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Police in Dayton say they are investigating a shooting where 9 people were killed in addition to the suspected shooter. The shooting happened at 1 a.m. Sunday in the area of East 5th Street in the Oregon District in Dayton. 26 people were injured, according to police and city officials. The Dayton Police Department said on Twitter, "We had officers in the immediate vicinity when the shooting began and were able to respond and put an end to it quickly." Police said the suspect was shot and killed by officers in less than 1 minute. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley said at a press briefing that the suspect was wearing body armor and was using a large gun with high-capacity magazines. The FBI is on the scene to help investigate. The Oregon District is a historic neighborhood home to entertainment options, including bars, restaurants, and theaters. President Donald Trump has been briefed on the shooting and praised law enforcement's speedy response in a tweet Sunday morning. Governor Mike DeWine issued his own statement before 7 a.m. announcing that he's ordered flags in Ohio remain at half staff and offered assistance to Whaley. Fran and I are absolutely heartbroken over the horrible attack that occurred Sunday morning in Dayton, the statement said. We join those across Ohio and this country in offering our prayers to victims and their families. Sunday's shooting in Dayton is the 22nd mass killing of 2019 in the U.S., according to the AP USA Today Northeastern University Mass Murder Database that tracks homicides where four or more people are killed, not including the offender. The 20 mass killings in the U.S. in 2019 that preceded this weekend claimed 96 lives. The shooting in Dayton comes after the area was heavily damaged when tornadoes swept through western Ohio in late May, destroying or damaging hundreds of homes and businesses. Dayton has been through a lot already this year, and I continue to be amazed by the grit and resiliency of our community, Whaley said.
For the Marin, Ohio Weather Team, I'm Zach Fuller. Mostly sunny today. I'll have your latest forecast coming up in your Weather Minute from the Marin, Ohio News Network. Did you know on this day in 1843, a spectacular cloudburst near Philadelphia turned the small creeks and streams entering the Delaware River into raging currents? As much as 16 inches of rain fell in just 3 hours. Flooding destroyed 32 county bridges and caused 19 deaths. It is believed that several small tornadoes accompanied the torrential rains, one of which upset and sank more than 30 barges on the Schuylkill River. Now you know with Marion, Ohio Weather and the Marion, Ohio News Network. From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, this is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 and online at WH1071.com. Monday in the Marion area, we'll see mostly sunny skies, a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, clouds begin to move in as we'll see a low near 67 degrees. For your Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 3 p.m., but partly sunny, a high near 84 degrees. Wednesday, we'll see a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but partly sunny, a high near 84 degrees. And Thursday, another 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., but mostly sunny, a high near 84. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com.
And we're back here on this Monday morning, 35 minutes past the hour. Phil Donahue coming up in about 30 minutes here on WWGH Radio Live. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. And remember the interview we had with Gary Burbank scheduled this morning at 8:10 a.m. will now air on Wednesday morning from 8:10 until, it's 8:10 to 9 p.m. Be 8:10 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday. Now, our trivia questions are still out here. We've got tickets to Zumbezi Bay. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And we've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Does anybody know the answers? We have not had a guess yet. Is anybody awake out there with their thinking cap on this morning on this Monday morning? Sometimes Mondays are rough, but let's keep on plowing through here this morning. Who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Well, maybe this is a call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to tell you, yes, 6:30 is fine with me. I'm listening. is perfect because I kind of fall out of bed at 6, roll down the steps, you know, into the kitchen, get the coffee on, you know, and all that, and then, I can turn it on, and then there's instant talk, and I enjoy it at 6:30.
Well, good. I appreciate it because I was a little worried because I know how our hours are set up here at the station, and I was wondering, people who start at 6 o'clock in the morning, maybe are they thinking that we're not on during that hour?
Yeah, well, that would be the only thing, I guess, you know, because maybe a lot of people would want to pop it on at 6, but thing is, if I popped it on at 6, then it would, for me, I'm only talking for me, it would interfere with my stumbling around until I get my coffee. So, but the other thing is, I suspected that this was kind of the answer, but I wanted to look it up to get this particulars, and the Buckeye was an Indian name, they used to call it, Native Americans used to call it Hetuck, which means buck eye, which obviously because it resembles the eye of a deer.
That's right, and you know, when I looked up that answer yesterday, I was kind of surprised because living in the Buckeye State all these years, and sports teams named after Buckeyes, I never knew that it was all to do with the eye of a deer.
Well, I think sometimes we just take everything, you know, as we see it, and we don't always question it. But then there's those of us that like to dig up. We want information.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. And I'll tell you something interesting. My anxiety this morning, because I have a little bit of anxiety. I'm never really anxious when a guest comes on. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, it has to date back to something last week, because usually I don't listen to these programs back, but because we had so much problem with the Amazing Kreskins interview last week, on Saturday I did listen to it, and I heard how jumbled it did sound when he called in. So now I'm thinking this morning, now hope to God Phil Donahue does not sound that way. But I do think it was on Kreskin's end, because I don't think the other calls have sounded that way.
No, nothing that I've heard has sounded that way, you know. And it was just such a misfortune, because I love to listen to Kreskin, and it was just almost, you know, you tended to dislike, I can't understand it, so. You know.
Yeah, I did the interview, and by the time I listened on Saturday, I couldn't understand what he was saying. So I hope Phil Donahue is much clearer this morning, because I am very interested, because he doesn't come on shows very often, and being that this thing happened in Dayton, and being he started in Dayton and lived there for 9 years, I'm fascinated with that, and also all the other things that he can talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think made Phil Donahue's show different? Because I do think his show was different.
Because it was different.
It really was.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that, you know, came about, and people all of a sudden started, because people are fascinated with hearing about from different things. Although, you know, over the years, I'll be honest with you, there were times when he had brought people on there that, I don't know, I was a little uncomfortable with, because I'm one of these type of people that think you open up the information to everyone about how some people are, the things they do, and it just puts those thoughts into people's heads. I don't know. I just feel that way, Scott. I really do. Nobody would have ever particularly thought about doing something that maybe was against the law or against, you know, all that sort of stuff if they hadn't seen others do it. So that little bit of me sometimes is hesitant about some.
Well, it's an interesting point, and I certainly do understand that. The thing I always was curious about with Phil Donahue was, and he, I think, would admit that he was a liberal-minded person, but I never understood why people rapped him for that, because he had John Wayne on, he had Bob Hope, he had lots of Republicans on, and I never felt that he would not have fallen in what we have today on cable news, I guess.
Right, he was more, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, back then, I'll be honest with you, back then I wasn't paying that much attention to rights and lefts, and I really wasn't. I was raising a family, you know, and I just wasn't that into politics, so I wouldn't have picked up on it. I wouldn't have picked up on
that. Well, that's the thing. I don't know what has happened to us. I don't know if people always had these political opinions, which is fine, but has Facebook and social media allowed people to let more people know?
Well, of course. Yeah, the more we know, the more we see, the more we hear, then it's good in some ways and bad in others. But, you know, I wanted another thing I want to talk about, talking about sometimes why people don't do as many things as, why don't people go to the fair as much? Why don't people do these things? Why don't people do that? Believe it or not, we're a more sophisticated society now, Scott, and some of us just don't care for things like we used to. And I'm not saying fairs are bad. There's a fine history of the farm community coming to town and bringing things to the fair. But when a population becomes more sophisticated, then sometimes they just aren't fascinated by that sort of thing anymore.
Well, it is fascinating because I think somebody's going to look at this time period when fairs started to die out, when festivals started to die out, when mm-hmm. things like that started to go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to get some money and they're going to do a study on why that happened. Mm-hmm. And I think it is because of some kind of, it's hard to say, because so many people are uninformed because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a combination of informed and uninformed.
Right.
But you know, you have everything at your fingertips.
Uh-huh.
You have everything there that you want to know or want to do. And I was just shocked Friday night when I was out at the restaurant, because I guess maybe I don't do that enough. But I'm in a sit-down restaurant, a busy restaurant on Friday, so people are still going out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, so many people were looking down at their phones with the other person right across from them. And I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what if they're watching. I don't know if people can talk anymore.
Yeah, it's a little poser. You know, it is. I can't say that I particularly understand it either. And it's a good example of questioning things like that. When my son came over yesterday to hook up a printer for me, he saw that I had my phone there, and of course he helped me get Facebook on it, which I didn't need that, but he did it. And he says, "Now, Mom," he says, "are you like everybody else, and you set out someplace, and when you get uncomfortable or nervous, you'll look down at your phone, and then you don't have to look up at other people?"
Well, I wonder if that is it. Because
I think so, Scott, a lot of it.
Well, I noticed that a lot of people have become, they used to call it shy, but I always thought it was more of a personability thing.
What?
And I think that people are very uncomfortable being in a room with more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that's leading to. I worry about a lot of things because I know that if you go back in society, there are things that for a long time people thought were okay, not good, not bad for people, just kind of in the center. And then we learn 20 years later that these things were not good for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder what the studies are going to be on cell phones for a lot of reasons, not just the personability factor, but on people's eyes, on people's hands, the carpal tunnel factor,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on people's brains. There have been a lot of people who still claim that there is some kind of connection to cell phones and possibly brain tumors and things of that nature. Now, I don't know if any of that's true. I hope not. But I don't know that we have had this going on long enough to understand the long-term
effects.
That's
true. That is true.
And what are they saying about the bees? That the towers from cell phones are causing the bees to go away?
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
I think I read that somewhere. Now, mm-hmm. maybe that's not true. But, you know, why are the bees going away? Why do geese no longer go south in the winter?
I don't know. Why don't they go south in the winter?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But they don't.
Well, I didn't know that, but I know it was hotter up here last month that it was in Florida, because the kids went down there and said, "Mom, it's not as hot down here as
there." Well, that temperature is a very interesting thing too, because I noticed that we're hot in the summer, but winter, I mean, we have some cold times, but it's not the bitter, snowy Ohio winters that it once was.
Yeah.
Which maybe is a good thing.
There's a lot of people that would probably argue with you about that, but you know, some people just dislike winter.
They do. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, the Buckeye got its name because it looked like the eye of a deer. And, of course, deers are called bucks, and that's how you get Buckeye. So there's a little bit of information for you. Now, see, I love phone calls like that where we can talk about a lot of different things. So give me a ring here, 740-383-9944. And we also do have prizes. If you want the prize, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. 47 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Okay, here's the questions. Who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Does anybody know who that was all the years he was on NBC? Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Who would that have been? Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC before he retired? And what was the subject of the special? Two-part question. Who hosted Bob Hope's last special on NBC? And what was the subject of that special? Does anybody know? What are the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? We've talked about a lot of these foods invented in Ohio, but does anybody know the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? 740-383-9944. I'll throw in one more question since we have the Buckeye question answered. Does anybody know, and I guess this is a little bit of an opinion question, the most famous fictional character invented in Ohio? I don't think anybody can really argue with this one when it comes to fictional characters. But does anybody know the most famous fictional character invented in Ohio? So those are your questions. Who was the most famous fictional character invented in Ohio? What are the three most famous foods ever invented in Ohio? Who hosted Bob Hope's last television special? And what was the subject of it? And who is the only person to ever do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob? And I'll give you the backstory behind how that happened, if you can give me the answer. 740-383-9944, coming up on 50 minutes past the hour. Phil Donahue, legendary talk show host, started in Dayton, Ohio, coming up a little after 8 o'clock this morning, here on WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Superman?
It was Superman. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah, well, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Came from Ohio. Now, do you remember the person who invented Superman?
I probably did at one time, but I don't anymore.
I was trying to remember that this morning because I know it was a pretty famous person. But, yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio. That's where it originated.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
The things we all learn, that's for sure.
Just think if we'd have started that, we'd be millionaires now.
Wouldn't that have been nice if that had all come to pass?
It's always something simple.
It is. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Superman, yes, did everybody know that? Superman was invented in Ohio. So we now have that one knocked out of the box here. All right. Who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob? We still don't have that one. For all you Bob Hope fans out there. Who's the only person to ever do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? Who hosted Bob Hope's last special and what was it about? A two-part question. Who hosted Bob Hope's last television special and what was the subject of the special? Can anybody tell me the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Now, we've talked about a few of them on this show. The three most famous foods invented in Ohio. Does anybody know what they are? And we'll add a new question here since we've got the Superman question. Does anybody know the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio? You probably have it in your kitchen right now. I bet everybody, to some degree, probably has this in their kitchen right now. Okay, those are the questions. What famous kitchen item was invented in Ohio? Can anybody tell me the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Can anybody tell me who hosted Bob Hope's last television special and what was the subject of the special? And finally, who is the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob? Those are the four questions that remain. Tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and tickets to the Columbus Zoo. All hang in the balance. 53 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring if you know the answer to any of the trivia questions or if you'd like to comment on anything else going on in the world. We do have about 6 minutes left here before we're going to break at the top of the hour and come back with Phil Donahue. Now, remember, we're going to have some time after Mr. Donahue is on at 9:30 to discuss some other things and maybe go back to the trivia. So stick with us, because the interview with Mr. Donahue will play 8:10 until 9:30. And Gary Burbank, legendary radio personality, the voice, creator, writer for Earl Pitts, will be on Wednesday morning from 8:10 until 9 a.m. And mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will come up this morning at 10 a.m. following this show. Won't want to miss that. I'm sure there's a lot to talk about in the world. All right, with approaching 5 minutes left in this hour, who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob? Who hosted Bob's last special, and what was it about? A two-part question. Can anybody tell me the three most famous foods invented in Ohio? Or the famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio that you probably have in your kitchen right now? And again, if you don't want the prizes, you can just call in an answer, because we enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. The famous kitchen item that was invented in Ohio, the three most famous foods that were invented in Ohio, who hosted Bob Hope's last special, and what was it about? And who's the only person to do a monologue on a Bob Hope special other than Bob Hope? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions that are out there right now. 740-383-9944. You know, I think I've brought this in before, but it's interesting, because a few years ago, somebody gave me this book. I think it came out when Bob Hope turned 100. But it's called Bob Hope, My Life in Jokes by Bob Hope and Linda Hope, who was Bob Hope's daughter. And there's a lot of interesting jokes in here, and they're divided up into sections. But some of the jokes are kind of dated because some of these people are not, of course, very well known anymore. They've drifted into obscurity. But here's a few Bob Hope jokes. Let's see here. Bob Hope humor. With my act, I qualified for combat pay during peacetime. Interesting joke, Bob Hope. We didn't know what vegetable we'd have for dinner until after the show. Now, I'm not sure about that one. We didn't know what vegetable we'd have for dinner until after the show. Oh, okay, I get it. Throwing tomatoes, I think, is the joke behind that one. Woo! See, too early in the morning for me, I guess. I'm going to have 6 people in the act with me, 2 to watch me, and 4 to keep an eye on the audience. Bob Hope joke. I time my jokes. In fact, this is the 10th time for most of them. Interesting stuff. Now, I believe these jokes came from the 1930s. Well, the early years, 1913 to 1923. But, you know, this book is kind of strange the way it's laid out, because there's a Ralph Nader joke in this section of the book of the early years, 1913 to 1923, and clearly Ralph Nader was not around at that time. Here's the Ralph Nader joke. Our boomerang was approved by Ralph Nader as the only product that recalls itself. Now, isn't that an interesting joke? When I was a teenager, TV wasn't invented yet. My mother got the 6 o'clock news over the back fence. Do you remember when it was primarily women, but men did it too, used to go out in the backyard or places where there were fences, and they would actually have conversations with the neighbors, and you would learn things? Does anybody remember those good old days? 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. Phil Donahue, the pioneer of talk shows, right out of Dayton, Ohio, coming up in about 10 minutes here on WWGH Radio. And he'll be on with us through 9:30 this morning. And we certainly appreciate that chunk of time, because Mr. Donahue does not do these interviews very often. So we're all very thankful, impressed, and interested to hear what he has to say. And also anxiously hoping that the phones hold up, unlike the interview last week with the amazing Kreskin. All right, we'll be back with Mr. Donahue in about 10 minutes. Don't tune away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM.